Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all said cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She is America's only full-time radio correspondent from the island continent of Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really, really well. You know, Gwyneth, I was thinking about your island continent. And from my understanding, Australia was considered a penal colony. Queensland in 1824, Tasmania 1803, Western Australia 1829, and the Crown decided to start sending prisoners, criminals they would consider them, to Australia in around 1850. And there was such an uprising by the Australians that they wanted it stopped. Excuse me?
I think it was earlier than that.
Well,
I think it was much earlier.
Western Australia was considered a free colony in 1829. But, yeah, yes. so they started sending prisoners. And it reached a head, as far as my research goes, just around 1868, and around the time of the first American Civil War, and the Crown stopped sending prisoners, allegedly. But between 1788 and 1850, about 162,000 people that were called convicts were put in ships, about 800 ships, and sent to Australia by the English. So what I'm trying to convey is Australia at one time was considered by the English a prison colony or a penal colony. And if you look at it today, it's kind of like they're looking at it the same way, because there were times when with the China-U.S. genocide, Australia was locked down. You couldn't get into Australia and you couldn't leave Australia. Then it was locked down by states. You couldn't get into one state from another state in Australia. And you couldn't leave your state to go to another state in Australia. Then it's locked down by districts and cities. And then it's fines for traveling more than 5 kilometers from your home without prior authorization. Am I correct or incorrect?
Yeah, it's quite disgusting. It really is. And long term, I don't think they're going to get away with it, because it's a funny old thing. On one level, you go online and you look at the comments in YouTube videos about the situation, and about 99 out of 100 of them are completely negative against the government and against the lockdowns and all the rest of it. But then you go out in public and everybody's just going along to get along and wearing the masks and all the rest of it. But if you're a person who's not inclined to wear a mask or go along with any of this stupid carry-on, nobody really seems to bother you. So it's probable that they're just doing what they think that, you know, the system wants them to do, just to keep themselves out of trouble. But it doesn't work. It doesn't stop the beast. You know what I mean? The only way that the beast gets stopped is if we all stand up to it, or even if a good portion of us stand up to it, then it can't get away with it, because they are few and we really are many. This is it. And to go along with what the beast system wants is absolute death. Because the beast is the devil out of hell. That's just how it is. And it wants all of us dead. It thinks that there's too many of us. It realizes that it's beginning to lose its grip on power and control. And I can't remember who it was, but it was one of these globalists a while back said that one day they realized that it was easier to kill a million people than it was to control a million people. And after that, their strategy kind of changed. And they tried, you know, they began working out how they were going to kill a million people rather than control a million people. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, we're watching it right now. We're watching the committee's plan to kill us, and we're watching people who have taken the vaccine, who have died. We're finding out that the media is complicit. You know, we knew all this, but the evidence is right in front of us. And and we got this guy, this pathological, continuous liar, Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist. He is now saying that if you don't get I'm paraphrasing, if you have a company that has employs 100 or more people, so 100 or more, they plan to enforce the vaccine mandate with fines from $70,000 to $700,000. That's $750,000. Now, most companies can't sustain, you know, most small companies can't sustain a fine of $70,000, let alone one that's almost $750,000. This, if you aren't furious, class, with those former friends of yours who voted for this regime, you've got to have your head examined. $70,000 to $700,000 to enforce the vaccine mandate. Hospitals are firing employees because they refuse to get the vaccine. It's happened right now. Right now. It's already happened. They've destroyed commerce. And tomorrow, I'll tell you a story about something that I wanted to buy. Something that I consider a necessity. Something that has vanished from the marketplace during this COVID pandemic. And I'll tell you about how the prices have increased daily. And you won't believe it. But you can do your own research. And by the way, don't believe anything we say. Do your own research. I have a request of our class. For over 10 years, we've been telling you things that we do, telling you how we do things, telling you why we do things. We tell you how to save money. And I'm just wondering, have we helped you do anything? Have we changed your life at all, or are we wasting our time and your time? Because if we are, we don't need to waste any more time. We don't. And we've got a couple morons who just bash us every day on the internet. They just can't stop. I don't know what's wrong with them. I can't understand why, when we teach people that where the virus came from, who created the virus, who funded the virus, how to survive it, we still get bashed. We talk about homos. We talk about how they're at this insidious disease, how they carry disease, how they are ruining the educational system, and we get bashed. There are people who are really, really sick out there, and they bash us at every turn. So I'm just kind of wondering, Have we helped you? Are you willing to speak up and let us know and say, hey, you know what? I tried it. It didn't work. I tried what you guys mentioned that you guys did do, and it's so hard that I just gave up. Or I tried it, and yeah, it was hard, and it worked. Or I was able to can for the first time, and it was really neat. And I started tuning up my own car. And what a great pleasure. It was a little frustrating at first, but I learned how to do it, and now I'm going to do it from now on. Have you taught your children how to drive a standard transmission car just in case you have to? Have you changed your own tire? Have you looked under there to see, is there really a spare? Things that we have prompted you to consider. Or have you just bought a new car and said, I don't care, I'll just get a new one in a year because I've got so much money, I've got more money than brains, and I don't need to worry about it. I'll just call some guy and he'll come out with a new tire or a new car. Have we helped you at all? If we have, I'd like you to call in on next Tuesday. Kyle's going to be with me, and I discussed this with Kyle, and he thought it'd be a really good idea if we talked with our class about, have we helped you? Has Gwyneth helped you? Has Norm helped you, Dr. Shealy? Has Rich helped you? And I'm not trying to pit one instructor against the other, because I think they're all outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. They have, the instructors that we have, except for our most recent ones, they've stood the test of time. They've been with us at the least half of a decade. At least. I'm sorry. Yeah, half of a decade. At least.
Yeah.
Some a decade. Some
yeah.
a decade.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, have we helped you, or are we wasting your time and our time and GCN's air time? I'd like to share one other fact with you. When we started out, over like 10 years ago, roughly, I looked on the internet to see where our ranking was. There were about 125 different broadcasts. And I start at the top, and I look lower, 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 lower. And I finally got to the bottom. And we were number 3 off the bottom. That meant that of all the broadcasts that were ranked, there were only 2 that were doing worse than we were. This was on day 1. This was our very first day on the air. There were only 2 broadcasts in the country that were doing worse than we were. And so I called GCN, and I said, is anybody listening? Do we have any students? And so they did a quick computer search. They said, oh, yeah, yeah, you're doing really well. Doing really well. So how many do we have? 20. 20 listeners. 20 students. 20. You know, four times 5 or 2 times 10? 20. I thought, why am I doing this? Well, what happened was we inherited a time slot that was probably neglected. Probably by, and I don't know, I don't even know who had the time slot, I'm just hypothesizing. Probably by a group or an individual that really wasn't prepared. I'm not talking about teaching preparedness, I'm talking about prepared to be on the air. I don't know. I really don't know who it was. So it's just conjecture. But it was neglected, in my opinion, because with only 20 people paying attention to it, that time slot was wasted. So they gave it to me and USA Prepares. And now, and for years and years and years, we have been way up there near the top. Why? Because we're prepared. Have we taught you anything about preparedness? I'd like to know next Tuesday.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So just a little more insight into radio and how it works. Almost 10 years ago, one of our instructors called me and he said he was traveling and he wanted to come to the farm. And I said, sure. These are the good old days. I don't do that anymore. So he came to the farm and he stayed with us for a couple days. And he said, hey, and I'm not talking about a guy from the little network. I'm not talking about that. This is another guy. A guy I like. And He said, so can I see the studio? And I said, sure. So I took him to the broadcast studio here at the farmhouse. And he said, so you broadcast from here? And it's like, just a room in your house. It could be a bedroom. And I said, that's right. And I showed him the equipment. And he said, so you could get up in the morning and you could be in your pajamas and broadcast. And I looked at him, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, of all this. And I said, why would I do that? I'm going to work. So I'm going to be teaching class. And I'm going to dress for teaching class, just as if I were teaching class in person. What I'm trying to tell you, class, is I take it seriously. And he thought, well, you know, I could just relax and be in my pajamas and teach class. No. You know, I get up and it's different for Gwen. She's up in the middle of the night, but I'm just talking about me. Okay, so I get up, do the farm chores, take a shower, get dressed, and of course for all that stuff. And then here I am in the studio. I take it seriously, just like it's a job. It's a passion for me, and but I don't get paid, but I treat it as if it's for real because it is for real. And by the way, all our instructors have been put on notice that you will prepare for class. And if you're not, you don't need to, take time away from your vacation. You know, if you can't prepare for class and you need more free time, I understand. But there's no need to take away time from your vacation if you're not prepared for class. There are a lot of ways of reading that, right? And there have been people here, I'm just telling you the way it is, class. There have been people over the years, hundreds of people who've been on the air with me, hundreds. And they were more interested in other things. And guess what? They're still more interested in other things. And you don't hear them. Well, not here you don't. Any comments on that, Gwyneth, taking this seriously?
Yeah. For one thing, I have a sleep before class. I usually go to sleep at about 9 or 10 p.m. And I usually try and wake up, or I am awake by 5 minutes to 12. You know, and it might be 11:45, it might be 10 minutes to 12. But I know that at 12 o'clock I'd better be in the seat and I'd better be ready to go. And what you hear on air is just a small fraction of what I do for USA Prepares, because I might spend 20 hours a week researching and going through news articles, watching YouTube videos, sending emails, receiving emails from Vincent and going through them and studying what he's sent me, or from other faculty members or class members and responding to those emails. It's only a small part of what you see on air. That's the fruit. That's the 2 hours. That's the reason why I do all the rest of it. But the class doesn't see all the rest of it. And that's totally normal. Anybody who has a radio show, especially one where they're actually talking about actual topics, you know, actual real-world things, and not just... Even if you've got a radio show, and your radio show is, you know, top 40 hits, yeah, then you'd better have a good idea of what's going on in the pop music scene at the moment. And if you don't, your radio show is going to be a flop. And I would say that, you know, the top 40 hit parade is probably not as serious a topic as what we are discussing every week, but it still needs preparation. And I've got to actually go through and read the Rolling Stone magazine, Variety, and all of these industry magazines that the music industry has, to see who's doing what and what's got what planned and coming and concerts and all the rest of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top U.S. military leaders were questioned on Capitol Hill over their roles in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
It seems to me that you put a high priority on making sure that you were favorably portrayed by the D.C. press corps. You spent a lot of time doing that. Fair enough if that's your priority. But at the same time, we had a rapidly deteriorating, frankly disastrous situation in Afghanistan, which resulted in the death of 13 soldiers, including one from my home state. Hundreds of civilians and hundreds of Americans left behind. And in my view, that mission can't be called a success in any way, shape, or form, logistical or otherwise. General, I think you should resign. resign. Secretary Austin, I think you should resign. I think this mission was a catastrophe. I think there's no other way to say it, and there has to be accountability. I respectfully submit it should begin with you.
The 8th Division World Champion boxing legend Manny Pacquiao is officially retiring from the sport. Manny is also a Philippine senator. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A 17-year U.S. Marine has called for accountability from top military brass after the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller has been considered a threat and has been imprisoned by military leaders and placed in solitary confinement. The military is accusing him of violating a gag order, yet Scheller has not been charged at this time.
We have a Secretary of Defense that testified to Congress in May that the Afghan National Security Force could withstand the Taliban advance. We have chairmen of Joint Chief, who the commandant is a member of that, who's supposed to advise on military policy. We have a Marine combatant commander. All of these people are supposed to advise. Potentially all those people did die in vain if we don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we did not do this well in the end.
The Marine Corps acknowledges the time, date, and location of the Article 32 preliminary hearing has not been determined, meaning he's been jailed without any form of due process. The military is preventing him from seeking legal counsel, and his parents are forbidden to talk to him.
And it's no coincidence, in my opinion, that they put a gag order on him and they put him in prison the day before they had to appear in front of senators and tomorrow in front of congressmen. I think that is fairly an act of cowardice. And our son, we're very proud of our son. Our son is a hero. He fought for this country for 17 years.
Stu Scheller on Fox News. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us, and I have a reminder for Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist. October 7th is a very important day, Joe. Very important. And normally I wouldn't, you know, people I respect, I don't call by their first name. So, Joe, October 7th is a very big day for you. And I'll tell you what, maybe next segment I'll tell you why. So, Joe, just stay tuned, and I'll tell you why October 7th is a very big day, especially for you, someone with your stature and pedigree. Gwyneth, we've got Todd in Michigan. Welcome, Todd.
Good morning. Good evening, Gwyneth. I did catch you on the A-Day show.
Oh, yeah. I managed to call into Alex Jones.
Yeah, and I want to give you I want to give you kudos there for the fifth or sixth word out of your mouth, and I'm paraphrasing. Thank you for having me on your show, Vincent.
I heard that.
I know. It was just a habit.
I don't.
I
was on the phone at about after 3 a.m.
I was really
which
tickled.
Is, you know. Yeah, that was funny. Anyway, there we go. Yes, I called into the Alex Jones show, and I spoke with him for about 5 or 10 minutes. So that was pretty interesting, you know, because he wanted callers from Australia. And
did they actually put you on hold?
Me. I was first up.
No, I mean as far as getting back with you.
Oh, no, I called in to him.
Yeah, but he said he was going to put you on hold.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did put me on hold, and he did get my details off of me.
Oh, okay, good.
So, yeah, you know, whether anything comes of that or not is another question, and it really doesn't matter because whatever will be. That is... you know, but I believe that I was meant to call in. Should I tell the class what this was about, Vincent?
Sure. Yeah, please do. And by the way, there's one other thing I wanted to mention. So, Gwyneth, you mentioned how much time you spend preparing. Rich Sheban mentions he spends a lot of time preparing. And you both do. There's no question about it. And there's one other component to that that neither one of you really mentions, and that's how much time you spend with me on the phone, in addition to your research talking about the talking points and the ever-changing talking points. So, class, Gwyneth and I are on the phone, I would say, every other day, at least every other day. Is that about right, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's about right. And fortunately, my phone company is really good because they give me a one country that I can have almost unlimited minutes, one foreign country where I can, you know, have almost unlimited minutes for the amount of money that I put in. So I don't really spend any extra. So I said, yay, America.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
back to you,
Gwyneth. So that you know that I'm not breaking the bank to speak on the phone to you. Yep.
I was very, very concerned about that. Right.
Yeah, that it's not really that big a deal because I don't pay really any extra on my phone account to have. I think I'm allowed, several hundred minutes per month. I don't remember exactly how many, maybe 500 minutes a month.
Okay. And I'd say you use 499 of them with me.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Back back to Todd's points.
Okay. Yeah, I did manage to call into the Alex Jones show, and I asked him on air if he would be prepared to hire me as a war correspondent. And, you know, initially he said, yep, that sounds like a wonderful idea. But after, you know, and we went on and we discussed something of what's going on here in Australia at the moment. And so I gave him some first-hand accounts of things that I'm noticing. There's checkpoints, which are, I think, more or less permanent. They haven't got any special booths set up, but usually when I drive past that point or am driven past that point, because I have a friend a number of friends who help me out with transport, so when I'm driven past that point on the highway, I often see a checkpoint there. And it's near a certain bridge, which is across a river that runs north-south straight through the state, and the northern intersection of the river is at the Murray River, which is the state boundary to the north, and the southern part of the river is probably only about 80 miles on the outskirts of Melbourne, 80 or 100 miles out of Melbourne. So pretty close, because Melbourne's a really, really big city. And, you know, some other details like that. And but I don't think that he will get back to me, because he has a policy on his show of not putting his reporters into dangerous situations, which I personally think is right. And he said, yeah, that's a good idea, but maybe someone not so rural. And that's what he's, more or less what he said just after he hung up with me. And I only learned that when I went back and listened to the archive later on in the day. And it's a thing of, I still believe I was meant to call up, but if he decides not to hire me, then it's just fine, because I have other things to do. And just coincidentally, I went and I bought a Bible for somebody that I know. And I, you know, as I was sitting in the car, I opened up the Bible and it fell onto a page which is Deuteronomy chapter 26. And it's the bit where it talks about if somebody has planted a vineyard but has not eaten the fruit of it, then they should not go to war. And I got that as a little bit of a message from the Holy Spirit, that maybe it was better for me to spend my time out here preparing for what is coming, you know, because, and to look after my own household, first of all, because if anything, I mean, my boys don't live at home anymore. They're both grown men now. But if anything happened to me, then their dad's dead, and you know, I'm sort of the only real relative that they have around here, except that they have a cousin who lives, you know, somewhere nearby. But they don't have much family. And I think it would be better if I stayed here and kept preparing this place for what's coming down the tracks, which is truly awful. And I think that's what we're going to talk about later, isn't it, Vincent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a question for Todd. Todd, do you have a minute for me to ask you a question?
Please do.
Okay. And you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. So years ago, now this might be embarrassing to Gwyneth, but we'll use your judgment, Todd. Years ago, a former radio friend, someone who's in radio, someone who owns his own network, recommended to me that I, as the head knocker of USA Prepares, limit the appearance of specific instructors. And those instructors that I was told to reduce the appearance of, you know, the microphone time, Dr. Norm Shealy, half hour a month. That's all he should be on, according to this other radio guy. Rich Sheban, half hour a month. Gwyneth Isaacs, half hour a month. And I bristled at that. It made me angry. And I said, absolutely not. And what are your thoughts about the three who have been with USA Prepares the longest? I'm talking about Dr. Shealy and Rich Sheban and Gwyneth. What are your thoughts about their contributions? Do they make sense to you when they're on the air?
Well, that would bristle me, too. It makes me very emotional, you saying that. And I think they're all indispensable.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what my reaction was. My reaction was, and there was another instructor as well that was mentioned. I'm just not going to mention that one. And I said, so let me see if I've got, I understand what this is all about. Are you saying that because you pick up USA Prepares in its entirety, and you rebroadcast USA Prepares multiple times during the day on your network, that you have a problem with the instructors that I just mentioned. And that's the problem? These people are on the air with me. That's the problem, and you don't want them on your network? Is that it? And this is not GCN I'm talking about. I'm talking about someone who picked up GCN's feed and replayed it on his network. Okay? And he said, yeah, that's right. And I said, okay, take us off your network. That was it. So, you know, him asking me to throw Norm Shealy, Rich Sheban, and Gwyneth Isaacs overboard, and another instructor, my reaction was, no. Well, actually, we're going to throw your network overboard. We don't want to be on your network. That was the reaction. And guess what? We're not on that network. And I'm not talking about, and I'm not talking about Republic Broadcasting. I'm talking about another network, a different network. Todd, back
to you.
Are any
of those people included in your bio on GCN?
Oh, no. Well, I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I'll look it up.
People there, I don't even recognize their names.
Okay, I'll go look that up, and if that's the case, I'll rectify that.
And you know, as far as I'm concerned, you stay straight shooter. I mean, that's a big reason I listen to you and all the instructors, and I think you guys are brave and got the best hearts looking out for everybody. So,
Todd, have we impacted your life, Todd, in Michigan? Has USA Preparers given you the challenge, the impetus, the drive, the maybe increased the momentum you've already had to do something that maybe you might not have done? Have we helped you in any way, shape, or form? Would you mind holding through the break-in and telling us when we come back? I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I'd love to hold, yes.
Okay, that sounds great. And and Joe, I'll let you know why October's so important to you. We'll be right back with Gwyneth and Todd. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Preparers.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works.
Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so Joe, I just need to tell Joe why October 7th is so important. And then Todd will share with us what his reaction to USA Prepares possibly impacting his life has been. So, Joe, October 7th is the day Syracuse University claimed October 7th is the Syracuse University Day of Giving. Now, why am I highlighting Syracuse University? Because the plagiarist attended Syracuse University College of Law. And he claimed that he graduated with 3 undergraduate degrees while he spent time at Syracuse University College of Law. He claimed that he graduated in the top half of his class, and that actually is a lie. And he had to admit that was a lie. He plagiarized when he was a student at Syracuse University College of Law many times. He also plagiarized when he was a senator. I'm talking about, you know, the guy who is temporarily a guest at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's the guy I'm talking about, the stumblebum. What was his ranking when he graduated from Syracuse University College of Law that he claimed he was in the top half? Well, there were 85 students in his graduating class. He was number 76. That's 9 from the bottom, Joe. That's not the top half. Okay? So I just wanted to make sure that we reminded Joe that since he did so well, and he's probably Syracuse University's number one achiever, that he remembers the day of giving. So Syracuse University is begging for money from people with name recognition. Joe, you have name recognition. So if you're going to give, October 7th is the day that Syracuse University wants you to give to them for all that they have done for you, help you plagiarize or whatever you've done. Just wanted to say that. Todd, have we done anything to help you in your life? Have we given you good advice, bad advice? Have we sent you down the wrong path? How would you react to that, please?
Well, I would say you've helped my life quite a bit. I've got chickens now. I've prepared a lot harder and with a lot more things that I didn't think of because of your show, your class, your university. And I want to touch on something real quick. I want to know who's got the dripping faucet and why we haven't had a class on fixing dripping faucets.
We actually have. But I can certainly do that. I'll tell you what, when Kyle's on with me next Tuesday...
He's the reason I asked.
Yeah, okay.
Last time you talked to him, he had a dripping faucet.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of remedies for dripping faucets, depending on what kind you have, whether it be a single cartridge, you know, single lever faucet, double lever faucet, ceramic cartridge faucets. There are a lot of things you can do, including treating your water so that this doesn't happen. If you have a lot of lime, that calcium in the water is really abrasive and it chews up the faucets faster. There are a lot of ways, and I have a bunch of recommendations for it, and I've also offered them. I've said what brand faucets we have, what model faucets we have, why I standardize on one particular kind of faucet for the bathrooms, why I don't use a bathroom faucet in the bathroom, why I use a bar faucet in the bathroom, what single lever faucets we have, and all of them have lifetime guarantees, even brands that we did not buy have lifetime guarantees for most of the new faucets. So a faucet company is only as good as the guarantee behind it, as far as I'm concerned. And I'll be glad to talk about that. And if you want to call in on Tuesday, we can go into detail and you can ask your follow-up questions. Does that make sense?
Well, I actually did hear that class, and I was just being facetious because...
Okay. And by the way, for those who are wondering, the brand of faucets that we use here at our farm in the showers and in the bathroom sinks and powder room sinks are all American standard, and they are bar faucets. They are not your traditional short rise faucet. These have like a gooseneck, and they go up probably 8 inches and they come down. So if you're brushing your teeth and you don't want to get a glass, you can just stick your face under the faucet without contaminating the faucet, and you can, you know, rinse your mouth out. It's great for washing your face. It's so much better than the traditional silly design of a low rise faucet and two levers, and they come with lifetime ceramic cartridges. And it's only been, you know, 15 years, and they're still working perfectly. So you can buy replacements, or if they do fail, you can call American Standard and say, yo, you're not going to believe this, but I got one that drips. They'll send you both. They'll send you hot and cold, because they'll say, well, you know, it doesn't matter. We'll just send you both. And what a great company. And that's the company I grew up with, and that's the company Mrs. Finelli grew up with, and we've been loyal to them in our family for close to 100 years. Because we think they are top of the line. Not the most expensive, but a great value. Todd, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. Is there anything else that you wanted to say?
Sure, I'd like to hold it if it's all right.
Absolutely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.